For many children, it starts with a coyote trying to drop an anvil on the head of a roadrunner. And before long, they've moved on to this.
Look, here he goes outside the ring. He got that karate kick right to the back of the head. Out he went.
That's play-by-play of the World Wrestling Federation's Ricky the Dragon Steamboat delivering his trademark punch to fellow fighter Barry Windham. By one estimate, most children will see more than 100,000 violent acts on TV before they leave elementary school. Hundreds of studies have linked violence on TV to aggressive behavior in children. Researchers say they have the best evidence to date that the effect lasts into adulthood, NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
For decades, researchers have studied the connection between TV violence and aggression. But Jeffrey Johnson bristles when you suggest there's nothing new to say.
Well, I can tell you that I never would have done this work if I thought we were just replicating what had been shown before.
Johnson is a psychology professor at Columbia University. He and his colleagues at the New York State Psychiatric Institute wanted to expand on earlier research, much of which looked at short-term effects on young children. They studied TV viewing data on more than 700 adolescents over a 17-year period. Then they checked to see if participants had been arrested or charged with adult criminal behavior, like robbery, fights, or using a weapon in a crime.
And we found that even at age 22, that individuals who watched more than 2 hours a day were substantially more likely to commit one of those types of aggressive acts over the next 8 years.
Johnson says this study is unique because researchers made an extra effort to weed out other potential reasons for aggression.
We controlled for their prior aggression, for their socioeconomic status, for whether they lived in a dangerous neighborhood, whether they were neglected by their parents, and whether they had a psychiatric disorder simultaneously, which is a very rigorous and conservative type of procedure to use.
That's why researchers like Brad Bushman are excited about this new study.
The question of whether violent media increases aggression has been answered with a resounding yes.
Bushman is a psychology professor at Iowa State University and wrote a column accompanying the new study. Both are published today in Science magazine. Bushman knows that TV isn't the only reason people become aggressive, and perhaps not even the most important one. But its influence can't be denied. And the majority of social scientists, along with organizations like the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Medical Association, agree with him. Still, there are those who doubt the link. Among them, author Richard Rhodes, who wrote the 1999 book, Why They Kill.
I think we have a case here of what in science is called observer bias, something that the researchers wish to believe. It seems logical to them. It seems like common sense to them.
Rhodes believes there's far more proof that issues like the brutalization of children fuel violent behavior.
There's a very profound set of social experiences that are involved with becoming violent. You simply cannot become violent by watching movies. If you could, the violence rates in America would be higher.
When in fact, Rhodes says, violence rates have dropped in America for the past few years. But study author Jeffrey Johnson says the extraordinary amount of research produced over the last few decades can't be ignored or dismissed.
When we pool all the findings from the hundreds of studies that have been done, they all point to the same conclusion. And anybody who would argue to the contrary is really ignoring the evidence.
Johnson says the next step in the research is to better understand why TV viewing causes aggressive behavior. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.